information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you at the end of another action-packed week. This week was just weird. It was just incredibly weird. Like, there's so many things that happened. It's like, you know, sometimes you have these weeks and you're, like, really struggling for news, but this week was, like, so incredible. I'm going to talk about things, a whole lot of things that happened this week. In the first part, I'm going to talk about big news. Of course, there's news that happened with the Warriors football team. There's also some interesting information about Harlington Shirani Masters happening later this year. I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about, I'm going to have Untitled. She's going to do her Vox Box thing, where she talks to people about young people feeling like they're disenfranchised and don't really have a future in this country and that sort of thing. I'll let her take care of that. And then finally, I'm going to have this piece of advice for people out there in relationships and how to make a relationship work. Yeah, that's all. Anyway, the first thing I'll talk about, the big news, the Warriors, Zimbabwe's national football team, the male football team, failed to take off let's not even start there. Let's start with the fact that the team was only announced on Tuesday for a match that's happening on Saturday. Now, if you look at Malawi, who we're playing in a match on Saturday, they have been in camp for donkey months since they won the plate in the CASAFA Cup or whatever, and they've been in camp. Our team was only announced this past weekend. Sadly, Nyasha Mushekwi could not make it because he was injured. Same thing with Matthew Rusika, who just couldn't make it. There was no reason given. But not only that, and then they were supposed to take off on Thursday, right? And then what happened is that they refused to take off because there were differences over salaries and all that other stuff. And amongst all this, remember, it was revealed that Coach Callisto Pasua had only been paid $100 in 6 months working as a coach for the Warriors and that sort of thing, which is like really weird. Anyway, they finally left on a bus. And people are just like being weird. But shout out to Callisto Pasua, who just kept on working. He's like this dedication. It's like, but yeah, all the best to the team that's out in Malawi, or on their way to Malawi. You know, out in Malawi. Anyway, Miss World Zimbabwe was reportedly removed from her position. It's only reported by one news agency, that was the Herald. Nobody else has corroborated that story. Through my news agency, we're not able to get any comment from the Miss Zimbabwe Trust, so yeah, it's possible that it happened and possible that it didn't, so it's like weird situation. And also what happened, Amos Midzi, who used to be like a person who was at ZANU-PF and was, suspended, and he was the ZANU-PF chairperson for Harare between 2001 and 2014, was found dead in his car. That's sad. Yeah, he was just like, wow, it's just... Yeah, not really going to comment much on that, but it's just like sad. Yeah, rest in peace, guy. Also, Zimbabwe's statutory laws were in the dock this week after it emerged that a certain Abulaya personality, who's 35, was found not guilty of raping a girl who was 15. Him and his friend, who was 29, had sex with this girl. Took turns to have sex with this girl, and then the court was like, oh, this woman had pictures taken of her and so forth and all that. And the laws of this country are weird when it comes to all this stuff. And, you know, everybody kicked up a fuss and said, oh, no, the laws of this country mean that a 12-year-old can have sex and not be called raped and all that other stuff. I don't know. The laws of this country are weird in that they don't take into cognizance the concept of coaching. All right. If a girl is coached and finally gives in and she ends up having sex with a guy and she's 13, 14, you hear a court saying, oh, yeah, she created the environment for her to have sex and so forth. So she can't really be said to have been raped. It is weird for me saying if you're underage, don't be having sex with an underage person. It's just don't do that. And then also the vendor deadline was extended. Remember, there was a deadline for vendors to get out of the city, and the courts said, you know, the army could not be used to get rid of them. The courts said it's fine for them to get rid of because of zoning laws and so forth. That's going to happen. But the deadline given by one of the town councillor for Harare, Tendai Mahachi, that's his name, is now 26th June or something like that. So yeah, they keep pushing it back. They're trying to get ready to be able to do this. And finally, Arsenal striker Olivier Giroud is among a contingent of people that are coming to Zimbabwe, reportedly to play in the Harlington Shelleny testimonial match. The Warriors are going to play a selection of high-profile football players, former players and active players at the National Sports Stadium. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, I'm excited about that. So, in light of the vendor situation, oh, by the way, it's the Larry, you listen to Criticast. In light of the vendor situation that's taking place in across the country, and you know, millions of vendors and so forth, I decided this week I'm going to talk about how young people don't have so many opportunities to be able to do whatever they want to do in life and that sort of thing. And so, I had Untitled go and talk to a couple of people, and this is what they had to say about the prospects in this country.
Hey, it's Untitled in the streets on the Criticast. Ndishi Vunza, a couple of people. How they feel about the young educated Zimbabweans that aren't doing what they love doing or what they studied for, whether it's financial statuses, family situations, the government, whatever the situation is, we'll be talking about it right now. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm awesome. So, how does it make you feel knowing that someone out there can go garage, and they studied for a certain course, but now I can go garage?
Well, it's sad, it's depressing, and it also makes me feel unmotivated to study, and even to give someone else advice to study. It's, I mean, there's no backup to say. Before, back in the day, our parents would tell us, listen, if you go to school, you'll live a better life, you'll have good things in your life. But now, we're sitting with degrees, PhDs, masters, and we're just sitting at home. We don't want to go out of the country, but in the country, there's no work, so...
Yeah. That's pretty sad.
It is very sad.
Okay, so are you doing what you studied for if you're not working?
Actually not.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
I do catering, so which is totally different from what I studied.
Yeah.
It's good in a sense because it's one of my hobbies, but I feel there are a lot of people that are not actually doing their hobbies. So a lot of people are just doing what is there. And you have people, I met a combi driver with a degree. So he was working for someone else. It would have been better if it was his job, but he was working for someone else. That's how crazy the situation is. So,
Yo, wow. Okay. The last question is, why even study if one will not apply the stuff they're learning kubasa kwacha zoyenda?
Okay. As we've been saying for the past, I don't know how many years, we're hoping the situation will get better. You don't know what opportunities are going to come up. So, honestly, keep studying, keep doing it. You don't know who the change will be. Like, if we're a bunch of youth that come together with the actual qualifications, then obviously we can somehow come together for little NGOs or little projects that can do something. So, if the situation changes, at least there are people who are ready, rather than to have people sitting doing nothing, and then when the situation changes, no one's actually equipped to do the work that's needed. Yeah. So we haven't made progress.
As for me, I really feel bad for them, because they should like find something to do out there, because they have to do what they started for.
Awesome.
And you are right.
Okay. Saka imimi, are you doing shamaka stada for kuchikoro ku varsity? I don't know, whatever you guys are
no.
Doing.
Not
as for me, I'm doing what I did. Like I'm doing what I was going for school at.
Okay, Saka, what are you doing now?
I'm a DJ. Because I went at School of Music, then I started DJing for 1 year. That's all.
Okay, and you said no.
Yeah.
Saka, what did you study for and what are you doing now?
I studied to be a civil engineering.
Oh, awesome.
As for now, I'm a DJ.
Oh, Saka, you guys are both DJs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
We work together. As partners.
Oh, so would you want to tell the people out there what your names are, so that probably they could, I don't know, hire you sometime, I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay, you can tell. My name is DJ Sadiq.
Sadiq, and you are DJ?
Stan Splash.
Awesome. Okay, Saka, the last question is, why are people even studying when they will not even apply the stuff yavakadzidza kubasa kwachazoshandira or whatever? Saga, now, let's say, like, for an example, Saga, he studied to be a civil engineer, as now he's a DJ. Saga, are you even going to apply that, kind of, to you basically just wasted your time with that?
Yeah, later, and because I was with Shandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
You say what?
Why even study if one will not apply the stuff they are learning kubasa kwa achas weenda?
It doesn't mean if I'm not gonna get the work for what I did education for, doesn't mean I'm not gonna study.
Yeah.
I have to study. Maybe I'm gonna use the education later on when our industry, like, when it gets big, I'm gonna use the education.
I think it's painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts, and we just pray that things will change for the better in the near future. Maybe we'll find a way.
Yeah.
Everyone will get a chance to do something with their lives.
Okay, awesome. What do you? How do you feel?
Yeah, maybe ngangoti nye ngoto pongwe ngati. But pongwe ma ane ngati dango. Tiagaon gango edzanguti anengaida uri kubetserawo kana kunamata kuti zvageshi enderere mberi nezvanenge achifunga iye nezveupenyu wake. Yeah.
Okay, so the other question is, are you doing what you studied for?
Yeah. Tsanga ngotanga ne ndongotiwo songoti munhu anenge ane zvaanenge achishuwa nditi mukati meupenyu wake. Saka maybe zvimwe zvangosiyana-siyana, chero ngotiwo zvimwe zvimwe chechileka umwe nyaya yemari yekuti aendere mberi nezvaanenge achida kuita. Yeah.
Alright, are you doing what you studied for?
Not really. But maybe in the near future we will get a chance to do so, because you find with the life, my opportunities come in, so at times, you know, my shy at times they come and one of us opened at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a matter of time, you never know, but currently not really.
Okay. Hope everything is going to be fine. Saga, the last question is, why even study if one will not apply the stuff they're learning kubasa kwa chazoyenda?
I think it's important study either way, because you find with the world has come a long way with the Arata Stone Age, and you find with through education and some people got my ideas are brilliant, and now we have electricity, my cell phone and all that stuff. So you never know when you will use that. Maybe tunozogona identify you and put you at the right place at the right time. So you will use what you learned.
Yeah.
And unotozo it affect the world.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not sure what to
do. Do you want to add anything?
Which question is that?
Why
start?
Yeah, why start in the first place? Can I just tell Zumbo if she's in the future?
Just hope.
Now?
Hope. If you check out Americans, right? There are no jobs to their side. Most of the guys there are now unemployed, right?
Really?
You don't know that?
No.
Actually, that's the case.
Yeah?
They got Latinos, Mexicans getting into America, right?
Mm.
Just the same as you. People are going to South Africa, Botswana, and stuff like that. Mm. So it's just about hope. Just hope so.
So it's just about hope, hey?
Yeah.
Right here on the QueryCast, tukutaura nezve a bunch of young Zimbabweans that aren't doing what they wanted to do or what they studied for. Yeah, she's out, baby.
Yeah, pretty sad, isn't it? Yeah, sad. And just before I get in the top five tracks that I'm going to get from DJ Simak right now, I just want to say something very important. We need to get people out of poverty in this country. And we need to find a way for people to achieve their dreams and work for what they want to work. So right now, yeah, because right now it's just ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, DJ Simak, what's up?
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Sitting here, thinking all about you in my head. I just can't bear.
Get mad, everybody, get mad. Macho, macho, macho.
C-Mac, a super DJ is this upon the turntable.
That is DJ C-Mac's top 5 tracks that you should be listening to right now from Zimbabwe. The name is Larry, it's the Quiddicast. And the final segment, it's going to be a very short segment. It's a relationship segment. And it's just some very important advice that I was given by someone when it comes to relationship. Judy, what's up? Shout out to you. She said, you know, when many people out there, you know, want to find a certain type of person, and when they find that person, they find certain traits in them that they want to change and that sort of thing. And I, one of the most critical things that most people don't realize is that you were attracted to that person and all the warts that came with them. And a lot of those warts were part of making that person the person they were. So you didn't just wake up and become that person. They had all those challenges they have in life and that sort of thing. And those were important in creating the character. You take that away from them, a lot of the times you end up with a shell. What she said, this is me giving a background to what she said, is that when you get a person who's got their traits or whatever it is, just accept them just the way they are. Just be okay with the fact that they're not perfect. They have certain traits that you don't like, and just work with it. It's just super important. And I always say to people that when it comes to relationships, make sure you just hook up with somebody you just get along with. It's the most important thing. Just get along with the person and everything will start working out. That's my advice to you when it comes to relationships. Just get along with each other. All that mushy stuff, feeling stuff, it's fun. It's great. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's important to just get along with the person that you're in love with or that you're dating or whatever it is. This is what's super important. Anyway, with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. But before I do my goodbyes, there's something also super important that it's just a call out to everybody out there. If you can help, I would like you to help. This is it's a young man by the name of Chakudzwa Paradza. He's suffering from, it was in 2014, this 20-year-old young man was diagnosed with high-grade or aggressive non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which by January 2015 had spread to his brain. After intensive chemotherapy, Taku went into remission in February 2015. May 2015 became more aggressive. Taku is presently besieged by a pleural effusion that is excessive fluids in his lungs, which forces him to cough and moves his heart from the wrong side to the wrong side when he does cough. He has gone through a lot of pain in such a short period of time. And a bone marrow transplant has been recommended and is to be performed in India by harvesting Taku's own bone marrow. So please answer the call. The amount that needs to be raised is $25,000. And if you want to help, you can get in touch with Taku's mother. It's +2637758962111. That's the number you can get in touch with her. Yeah, so just any contribution can help. And thank you to Charmaine Chitate, the lovely Charmaine Chitate, for getting me focused on this situation. So let's answer the call and try and help the young man. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Quiddicast. And do take care of yourself and the people that you love. The number the email address to get in touch with me is info@larryquiddicast.com. Also, you can get in touch with me via Twitter @QuiriRai, or you can get in touch with me on my website www.larryquirirai.com. And with that, I say thank you very much and take care of yourself and the people that you love. Peace out and love. It's been Larry, it's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?